Daffodil Day, which will be taking place on Friday, March 23rd, next Friday, coming, of course, the Irish Cancer Society's Daffodil Day, a key day of fundraising for the organisation and fundraising in the battle that we continually fight and people in the medical world continually fight against cancer. With me on the line, I've got Naomi Brosnan. Naomi, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Tell me your story, Naomi. You were only 17 when you got your cancer diagnosis 8 years ago. What happened?
Yeah, so I was 17 and I first found a lump in my breast. Went to the doctor, was going to be sent up to Cork just to get it checked, and in the space of 2 weeks, a few more formed. So the cancer I was diagnosed with was Burkitt's lymphoma, stage 4. It's okay. A rare one, and it's fast growing. So essentially everywhere I had lymph nodes, I grew tumours, and just that's I just required chemotherapy in CUH for 5 months straight.
And Naomi, you were 17 years of age, happily living your life in Killarney, and all of a sudden it was like a whirlwind because it had to happen straight away. Is that right? Because of the nature of it.
Yeah, I was diagnosed and the next day I needed to start chemo straight away. So I had no time to do egg freezing or any of that. It was just straight in and get it done.
Yeah, because this became one of the things, and this can happen. You can get various different types of cancer, obviously, diagnosis, and people have some time to deal with it. Some of the treatments are more invasive than others. You have some time. In your situation, you're a young woman, 17 years of age. You didn't even have time to begin fertility preservation treatment, and this was a concern because the chemo could have affected that. Is that right, down the line?
Yeah, I always knew chemo can affect fertility. Like, it can lower egg quality and stuff, so when you're trying to have kids, it can make it a bit more difficult. So I did ask to get my eggs frozen before treatment, but I was just told my cancer was too severe that I just didn't have time.
You had to jump straight into it.
Yeah.
What was the chemotherapy like, Naomi?
Do you know what? It is tough. Like, there's some days way harder than others. There were some days I needed 24-hour chemo, so I was just hooked up to a drip all day long, and that one really takes it out of you. But it wasn't all bad. Like, the 5 months I spent in hospital, I had some really hard days, but I also had some of the best crack ever. Like, yeah. I was 17, so I was a little rogue. Like, so I was playing pranks on nurses and whatnot. Like, we had such good times during such a bad time.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the way you stayed sane through it all?
Yeah,
or definitely. One of the ways?
Yeah, it's the only way, really. You just have to try and find a positive during a negative, like a silver lining.
Yeah, yeah. You must have been terrified, though, to go from one to the other so quickly and to face into that five-month-long saga.
I didn't think about it. I was like, look, I'm fine. I knew I was going to come out of it. I was like, I'll be fine, let's just get it over and done with. Like, I'm not a pitiful person, I don't pity myself ever. I'm like, come on, just get it done, get it out of the way. So I think I just did it.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me then about the aftermath of that. When did you get the news that all was well?
So after 5 months, I was told I was in... It has a silver lining to it. It's a very rare, fast-growing type of cancer, and it mightn't take well to chemo sometimes, but it's a good cancer as well, because once it's gone, it kind of stays gone.
Right.
Which I'm so grateful for. So I'm 8 years in remission now.
Yeah, yeah. And look, afterwards then, you got the great news. You were so relieved to discover there was still a prospect of fertility treatment.
Yeah, when I was in remission, I just started inquiring about it just to get my fertility checked and whatnot. And luckily, it's still intact. But I was just advised to go get my eggs frozen, just because with chemo, sometimes you can go into early menopause. So
right.
I could go into menopause next week in 6 years' time, so they just don't know.
Oh my God, yeah.
So they just want to...
Yeah,
have my eggs frozen.
That's how you found out about the Irish Cancer Society's Childhood Cancer Fertility Project. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so if you're diagnosed with cancer in Ireland, you can avail of free fertility preservation before chemo. But obviously I couldn't because I started chemo the next day, so I wasn't eligible under that project. So I was kind of told, like, look, you'll have to fund it yourself. I was literally about to go into the credit union and get a loan out, but my dad got on to Michael Healy Ray and just asked, is there anything that we can do, like, is there any other project funding? So he got on to the Minister of Health on my behalf, and then I got a letter in the door telling me about this project. It's called the Childhood Fertility Project, and it's funded by the Irish Cancer Society, and it's for children or young adults that couldn't get their eggs frozen before treatment. So it helps out and lets us get it done afterwards, which is
It works for childhood adolescent cancer patients who are about to undergo treatment. You didn't have that chance. So it works as well, though, for some female survivors under the age of 27, in your case, who are unable to access services before their treatment began.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's brilliant, really, the whole thing.
Oh my God, it's amazing, because like I would have taken out a loan 100%, because there's no amount, like, you couldn't put a price on having that security of being able to have children when you're older.
Yeah.
But to have that worry taken away, I'm so grateful for it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, Naomi, when you went through and like I said, you had literally no time to adjust from the diagnosis you got to going into treatment, travelling to Cork for it. I mean, what was it like? I mean, it was 8 years ago now, but the cancer services there, the treatment, we hear a lot of criticism of our health service in various aspects, particularly, you know, accessing treatment through A&Es and people on trolleys. But on that side of it, how was it for you, the cancer services that are there?
I was very lucky. So my first appointment, my doctor sent off for me, I was told, oh, it'd be a few months, it was fine at the time because I wasn't that worried about the lump. But in the space of 2 weeks, I had a few more grown in different places, went back to the doctor, and he got the appointment brought up. So from the first date I went into the doctor, 5 weeks later was my hospital appointment. So you're still waiting a bit. And by the time 5 weeks had come, I was on death's door. I was told, like, another week and you probably just wouldn't have woken up. But saying that, when I got in those doors, I was brought up straight up to the clinic. Because I was so ill at the time, I couldn't walk and I was getting sick. So they just put me in a room to the back and left me to lie down and have a little sleep. They took bloods, and within a half an hour, they had come back with the diagnosis. So they obviously struggle in some ways, but they're on the ball in other ways.
Yeah. The problem is getting in and getting access through the A&E and the issues in the community with that. But once you are in and you go into the area of cancer, then it can be world class as well. Is it harder, do you think, for someone living in rural Kerry like yourself compared to urban areas accessing support services when you have cancer? Or is that an issue?
Not for me, luckily. Now, other people could be in a different predicament, but luckily for me, I've been very lucky with everything, like the help I've had, just genuinely everything has just been really great, like, for me.
Yeah, and that makes a huge difference. So look, since then, I know you've been helping, you've been fundraising. What's the message you want to give to people out there this morning in terms of Daffodil Day and helping?
Yeah, so the reason I'm encouraging people to donate on Daffodil Day is because I'm 8 years in remission and cancer doesn't really ever go away. It still affects you years on in different ways. Like, it's kind of affecting my fertility now. It's left me with an immune deficiency disorder, meaning I basically just don't have an immune system. So every month I have to inject myself at home through a drip.
Yeah,
for, like, giving myself an immune system, and that's going to be with me for life. So it's like, it still affects you years on, and you just, like, to have an organisation like the Irish Cancer Society that still help people when they need it years on is just so important. Yeah. Like, there's just no words to describe how far that money goes, like, yeah, and how many people it helps, their families. Like, it's crazy. Like, when you're sick, just to take the worry of money off you for small things helps so much.
Makes a big difference.
So it's just, yeah, like, literally the red cents in your purse after a night out, or just if you see an Irish Cancer Society box when you're checking out at the shop, just throw in a few bob, whatever you have. Because I get nowadays, you know, people can't afford to be donating 10, 20, 30 euro. It's just literally the red cents can help.
Yeah, yeah, certainly can make all the difference in some cases. Naomi, yeah, what would you say to anyone who's just been diagnosed with cancer?
I would just encourage them to just try and find the good in every day, because there can be so much bad and it's so easy to focus on the bad. But just to find those little, like, if you had a good cup of coffee, just appreciate that good tasting cup of coffee. Small things like that can just take you away from the negative side of things.
Yeah. Yeah, be thankful for the little things in your life. And, yeah, and look, on the other side of it then, I know your family had to obviously react and obviously were devastated at the time when you got your diagnosis. But what you say to anyone who wants to support a loved one who's cancer, what's the best way to try and support in that situation?
Just be there for them. Ask them what they need. Like, the smallest thing. I think a lot of people can be a bit scared to, I don't know, upset someone.
Yeah.
But, like, just crack a joke. Just make light of the situation. Try and just distract them with a few things. Like, having a talk on the phone with someone can really help bring up someone that's sitting in hospital there getting chemo, like. So just be present with them.
That's the way you think it should go. Okay, look, all systems go for Friday anyway, Daffodil Day. Naomi, and you're saying, look, just get out there and give the support. It's one day in the year, but I know it's so important to people who have been down the road and still are on the road that you're on.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll be doing a challenge to raise money for them myself on the 21st of April. So I've set up a fundraising page on Just Giving. It's called Walk with Naomi for the Irish Cancer Society, and I'll just be doing 100,000 steps in a day just to try and torture myself a little bit to help encourage people to donate.
Yeah, well, look, it's very important. And listen, good luck. Well, that's the 21st of April, so that's a fundraising day yourself for that, and I know you'll continue to support them throughout the years, Naomi, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, listen, Naomi, look, thanks for telling us your story and being so honest about it this morning. And look, good luck with Friday and with the 21st of April as well. And thanks for talking to me and Kerry today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.